What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the Jamestown Optimist Club and event organizer for Kickballapalooza, we have Johnny Jerome joining us. And Johnny, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking some time. And I've been seeing this all over the place. Facebook, I've seen it on the flyers. Kickballapalooza coming up here on June 25th. And Johnny, if you want to just like run us through like where this idea comes from and you know, how big this is for the Optimist Club coming up here on June 25th.
Sure. So this has always been something that my wife has done in the past with our friends and close family and such. But now it's so rewarding to have be behind an organization for youth. So the Jamestown Optimist Club, of course, is a donation hub to give out to places like Youth for Christ, Imagination Library. The police department will have the safety day. So we help donate to for the free helmets for kiddos and stuff. And so it's so neat to be able to do a fundraiser to help fuel the funds for kids.
Sure. And Johnny, we were talking a little bit, Optimist Club usually held that huge Spaghetti Day fundraiser, not able to hold that this year. So really relying on this as a big fundraiser for the Optimist Club.
Yes, we're very, very excited. And I think the biggest key with this one is it's for everyone. So sure. Bring your whole family.
So let's walk through this Kickballapalooza June 25th. Obviously, there's going to be kickball, but some really unique twists in there, Johnny, for this event.
Yes, absolutely. So we're partnering with Center Space, who manage Deer Ridge and the Meadow Apartments. And so on behalf of their fundraiser from last year, for the Rural Fire Department, they have offered to work with Center Space, and they're bringing out a fire truck. And we're going to have about 60 gallons of tear-free bubbles, and we're going to have a big foam party following our Kickballapalooza. Awesome. We're going to have bouncy houses for the kids, and the Parks and Recs is on board to have their concessions open for everybody as well.
Yeah, and this is taking place Hillcrest Diamonds.
Correct. Yep. Up at Hillcrest. Registration's at 11 o'clock, and that'll give us about an hour. And then we start kicking balls at 12.
Johnny Jerome again here on Let's Talk About It. Kickballapalooza, June 25th. And again, big fundraiser for Optimist Club, Johnny. And again, I love the opportunity. People are getting teams together. It sounds like they're already signing up. And maybe somebody who's listening and they're like, oh, I don't have, you know, I think it's teams of 16. They're welcome to sign up too, because you'll take some of these singles and create teams based around that, right?
Absolutely. So anything from 7 to 12 people can be part of a team. And so we've had businesses sponsor teams. Teams are $200 per team. But we, just so everyone knows, the first 30 single people to show up can already be on a team that has been paid for. So you have the opportunity to free will donate.
Sure, for sure. So free will donation for that. So sign up. You don't want to wait on that. And Johnny, how are people getting signed up ahead of time, or do they kind of show up and do it that way?
Sure. Great question. So actually in the next day or two, we'll have a big banner outside Fred's Den that'll also have all the information on it. But you can find me down, of course, at Don Wilhelm. So you can register through me or go on Facebook to 2022 Kickballapalooza. And there's all kinds of information on there as well.
Okay. So Kickballapalooza, June 25th. And I can't forget that key part too, Johnny. I think costumes are encouraged, right?
Oh, costumes are definitely. Look for the giant hot dog.
Yeah, the giant hot dog. But yeah, kids are welcome to join. Yes. I think there's that kickball portion. And I think there's also something for kids while all the kickball stuff is going on, right?
Absolutely. So we have access to all four diamonds if we need, but one of those diamonds will be set up for kids 12 and above for open play kickball. And we'll have a supervisor there. We'll have umpires. We'll have people to help. And so that's very wonderful for the volunteer help.
That's awesome. And I just got to ask then, Johnny, is it bragging rights? Is that what people are competing for?
Oh, bragging rights. Well, we will have prizes for first and second place. So we'll see who's going to bring in their A game.
All right. So a big fundraiser for Optimist Club again, June 25th. Get signed up. Contact Johnny Jerome if you have questions. That foam party after, games, food, concessions, like you said, with Parks and Rec. Johnny, anything else we're missing or anything else you want to mention?
You know, I just want to encourage and I thank everyone who has been reaching out so far to say that they're willing to help if they didn't want to play. If you go on Facebook and you find that, I would just encourage you to help share it and get the word out and just even come watch. I think it's going to be a great day for everybody.
Yeah, if you get a crowd out there, that's going to be something to see sure. Yeah. That'd be so awesome. So Kickballapalooza, June 25th. Contact Johnny. And Johnny, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.